This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to yet another exciting edition and hanging out with Junior, who's putting on a Happy Hour t-shirt.
Every hour.
Do you even know what that's about? What Happy Hour is about?
Happy Hour.
Do you know?
I'm happy every day, man. Every hour.
No, no, but do you know the concept behind Happy Hour? Do you know what it's about?
No.
You don't know that it's got everything to do with alcohol and nothing to do with sex?
What?
You had no idea?
No way.
Nah, man. Okay, listen, the show is going to be through the roof. Let me tell you what's going to happen. We've got some great guests lined up. Our first guest is already in the studio. We're going to be chatting with her on the other side of this. She happens to feature on the song as well.
Crown in my reach, all I wanted was a gold chain. World in my feet, another bottle of rosé. Life is a beach. Oh, I think she the girl in my dreams.
All I miss is that Zacco. That post-sick boy, yeah. Why? Cause we the rookies of the year. Spread to everybody here with your hands in the air. Scream it, take it in. Tonight. So correct, like the remix is on the night, right? You know the blow up, I told them we gon' show up. Now we drop the song and watch everybody go nuts. Ah, we in the zone now, zone now. The type of niggas that just go and shut the bar down. Bar down. Yeah, we never slow down, cause we got us pitch and stumble and we bout to ball out.
Take it in, click, click, take it in. Ain't nobody better than these kids from S. Debonair. No reason but I keep debiting for the control. The vision got the Remy in the system.
I don't know. Are we going to be seeing more of this? Like 2016, are we going to be seeing more people running to you for hooks? Because it seems you're just killing every hook at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tamasha in the studio.
Hello.
She also happens to do some work at BET as well.
Yes, I am currently the host of a show called BET Buzz.
When did this start?
This started on the 1st of September, so it's been airing ever since. It plays every day at 7 p.m. on DSTV channel 129.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I cannot keep up with it. I don't know when it is. it always comes on when I'm when I least expect it. So
7 o'clock exactly.
Okay, so
it's a 2 minute show.
Okay.
So what that means is if you blink or go up to go take a pee for 2 seconds and
or
come
if you're
back,
having
it's
sex.
Gone.
It's gone, yeah.
Or the latter.
Or if you're having sex, which is usually 2 minutes. So
well, are you that guy?
Yeah.
So yeah, well, so you can tell already what kind of a show this is going to be.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you again. We hung out here before, and the one thing that is very obvious about you is that you have this bubbly personality, and you're such an incredible singer.
Thank you.
That is something that is very obvious. So,
thank you.
When we last spoke, you were still featuring on other people's songs.
Yes.
What's happening this year? Are we going to be seeing your own song coming out?
Yes. I mean, I feel like I'm also in a position where I've created enough anticipation for people to now want to get to a place where they're just kind of demanding the music.
Okay.
And I think it's always kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to plan ahead. I wanted to make sure that the career is thought through properly and that everything that I put in place is calculated risks. And because I love what I do and because I generally give it my all, I never really hold back when it comes to just the ideas and how far I'm willing to take an idea. So when it comes to my own music, I've definitely taken it a lot more seriously.
Okay.
And I think that instead of recording a one-day song and not getting it mixed properly or not getting the levels of the vocals right, you know, I just want to be able to give great quality music and give it that attention.
Explain something. How does it work with you? How do these artists end up working with you on hooks? How do you position yourself?
It's usually divine intervention. A lot of the time, it's conversations that I have with people who have the same interests as me, who want to do the same things as me and achieve in terms of just like how far they choose to go in their careers.
Yeah.
The intensity, you can feel it.
Okay.
When you meet someone and you have that conversation with them, you can sense that passion. You understand what they're fighting for and what they're trying to achieve and what that'll do for the whole picture as a whole, you know?
Okay, all right. Now, we're going to get into some singing at some point. But before that, here's something else that you did.
Recent, yeah.
For some reason, this song only blew up to us the end of the year,
yes,
last year. So we're going to talk about this. This is Double HP, hanging out with Tamasha.
J back, let go my city nigga. How the man go me, man? Oh, still let me hold it, but tired of the gecko. Making that man go step in my vehicle, drive down memory lane. As I'm looking to shame when the game was bigger than macro shackle, like Django for breaking them chains. Pace me how hard it was. Try to get a rhyme in the bus. Try to get it eerie, you just had to make me zen. But I'm on that bus, look at us. We on top of the food chain, we're so hot. Blue flames, double the swag, 2 chains. Blue the spot, 2 planes. Who gains, Manora, Ame, who pays? My entire army is them Zungu Enterprises. Bootlegs, make hella money. Funny how some move from irrelevance to spotlights. Funny how some move from the spotlights. Tracy crack pipes, they make all the money and act like it's all about living a fast life. When willing to slow wind down, I'm blowing up high end like them bagpipes, yeah. They blowin' up hot air like them bagpipes. We just slowin' down and blowin' up hot air like them bagpipes. Go, 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 go. Body get give me my yada out here. Now for me, I'll sing, sing, sing. Him was the day, give my yada, I'm sing. How about me, that day? Pop my bodella, 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 pop my. Like as a domineer, meneer, gentleman, but a fanny, any gear, a real gentleman, and a banner full of from all this curry, I'm meeting with heart. Hella hits from my enemies, I'm defeating. I got my hoes on socially, it sting like who's. Picking the prey, come back to the game like Dudu. I got a Desmond, dogs bark when they see me. Black James Bond, double A7 like easy, I'm breezy. But boy, I get cheap, I get freezy when I'm around these. So I stuff like easy. I'll be chillin' with champagne bottle in hand with a fly pair of Crocs talking shit, yelling my easy. It's cheesy wearing your money on your sleeves. It's cheesy how you wanna make everybody believe. you're a rock star. When under your shade, you're just a bruh. Look, now I'm paid for, I'm being paid compliments. I'm gone.
I gotta tell you, man, inspirational stuff. This is Double HP. This is Pop My Bodella. This means pop bottles, right?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. So she's taking selfies as we speak. We're hanging out with Tamasha, and she's also on the hook here. As I say, she seems to be killing every single hook. Now, what is the story with the song? Because it was on his last album.
Yes.
And it was never released as a single. And then for some reason, just towards the end of the year, it just picked up and everybody was just blazing it everywhere.
So this is the story I heard from Jabba. Jabba says to me that Thibaut Touch heard this song from the album.
Okay.
And chose to just randomly play it during his show.
Okay.
The response, based on, I think, his reaction to the song,
okay,
was so big at that point during that show,
yeah,
that they played it 5 times.
Okay. So clearly,
on repeat during one show. And after that, it just spiraled out of control.
Nice. And I suppose that's good for you. I mean,
yeah,
towards the end of the year, and this is the year that you plan to put out your old material.
Yes.
So, as you said, divine intervention, it works for you.
Yes, I agree.
Speaking of which, can we test their vocals? Let's see what you got up to over the season.
Oh, my goodness.
If it didn't tamper with your talents. Junior's just going to play something.
I don't know if my juices are quite flowing.
Which he is playing right now.
Today.
Now, what I want you to do for us is, look, your headspace, where you are right now, just take us there. Whatever it is, just take us there.
I don't know if this is good enough for you.
Okay. We have a bona beba lega, we have a bona beba lega personale. We have a bona beba lega, we have a bona beba lega peale. We have a bona beba lega, we have a bona beba lega payalena. Cause we're not afraid, and I'm not scared of you too. We have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega beshonale. We have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega peale. We have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega peale na. Cause we're not afraid. We're gonna break it down. And I'm not scared of you too. Cause we ain't even trying to hide it. Cause we ain't even trying to lie. Cause we don't even need to hide it. Cause we don't even need to lie. Cause we don't even need to hide it. Cause we don't even need to try. Cause we don't even need to hide it. Cause we don't even need to lie. We have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega beshonale. We have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega peale. Now we have a bona beba lega. We have a bona beba lega payalena. Cause we're not afraid, and I'm not scared of you too. We don't even need to hide it. We don't even need to try. We don't even need to hide it. We don't even need to lie. We don't even need to hide it. We don't even need to try. We don't even need to hide it. We don't even need to lie.
Okay, so here's the scenario. The scenario is that you are in a relationship, but he stays far away.
Ooh.
In Afghanistan.
Long distance vibes.
He's in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And you're getting tired of waiting on him. And you're considering seeing the guy next door. So You're writing him
am I about to dip out on my marriage?
I don't know what you want to call it.
On my relationship.
I don't know what you want to call it. But yeah, for some reason, you've just been eyeing the neighbor. And
I wonder what reason that could be.
And you want to, you're writing a letter. You're basically telling him that, look, dude, it's
about that time to call it quits.
So, yeah. So, Gina, you're going to switch up the keys
right,
a little bit?
Yeah. Let's try something a little bit more. Boom.
Okay. So you tell Gina if you love it. If you're just joining us, we're hanging out with Tamasha in the studio and we're just messing around. More guests lined up. We also have a Skype interview. We're going to be crossing the border at some point on the show. This is O'Neill on Cliff Central, hanging out with Junior.
It's been a long, long time since I've seen your face. And baby, can't stay it this way. It's been a long, long time since I've seen your face. And baby, I can't stay it this way. I want to move on from you. I want to show you what's true. Enough for me to tell you all the way from where you are that I just want to move on from you. Cause I think I'm in love with the boy next door. Boy next door.
Nice.
I think I'm in love with the boy next door. Boy next door. I think I'm in love with the boy next door. Boy next door. Yeah. Oh. I think I'm in love with the boy next door. Boy next door. I think I'm in love with the boy next door. Cause he holds me so close in my dreams, telling me that he wants me and me alone. I can't do it all by myself. I think I'm in love with the boy next door, ooh, well, I think I'm in love with the boy next door, I think I'm in love with the boy next door, door, so I'm writing you this four-page letter.
Nice.
I don't know, it's just a little something.
Skill. You're such a show off. Now,
oh, wow.
Listen, we have to obviously find out your background.
Yes.
There is a foundation somewhere there, I can tell. Where is it from?
Various different people. I think I owe so much responsibility to the way that I was raised, to a lot of the women in my family. My mom, my grandmother, my aunt, my mom who's late now.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's passed away last year, June.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting time for me also, I feel like, because of a lot of the difficult situations that I've been faced with, outside of the fact that I've been raised well, you need something to kind of just put yourself to the test, and you need challenges that kind of throw you in that direction so you can go, okay, cool, what did I learn?
Yeah.
And what did it mean to learn something like this? Because I feel like I need to get a lesson at this point. Otherwise, it swallows you whole and you don't move on from things like that. And I've had to just generally learn from, you know, losing my mom to not having any money or trying to get through really complicated situations by myself. I had to just learn how to sober up my senses and find strength in peace.
You sound like a very sensible person. Now, were you close to your mother?
I was.
Okay.
We were very close. I think just as far as, you know, mother-daughter relationships go, or father-son relationships go, or, you know, the cross of that, I think everybody just kind of has their thing about someone that, you know, rubs them off the wrong way. And you know how mothers are with children. Okay. And so it's just like, time and time again to do this thing. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to teach you this lesson, but you keep doing that. My child, if I'm putting you in the right direction and you're not focusing on the good things that need to come to you, you're going to learn that the hard way, which is the way that in most cases a lot of people learn.
Okay. Is there a specific lesson that she sort of passed on to you that comes to mind right now?
My mom taught me a lot of things that you only really realize when you're older. But I think at this point in my life, I've kind of learned to embrace whatever it is that comes my way. I think not categorizing each challenge so that it seems a little bit more difficult or a little less difficult than the last, but just finding a way to look at it from the way that it is and the way the situation is sitting without going, okay, cool, well, this and this and this gets in my way from achieving this.
Yeah.
That and that and the third gets in my way from trying to do that. And what ends up happening when you react to those things unbiased is that you start finding ways of solving the problem. And it doesn't take as long a time to affect you as it would if you did nothing about it.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Very profound, young lady.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about BET, doing The Buzz. How did that come about?
I was shooting for a show called She's the One the night before the casting was being held. And that show is like, it's 12 girls in a house, all want to be in the industry, we're all fighting for a position to be the next It Girl. And I think I made it to like the sixth person to get eliminated. And then just before we shot, in fact, the night that we were shooting the finale to find out who the winner actually is, one of the ladies that we were in the top 12 with was like, listen, I know you like doing these presenting things. There's a casting tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are welcome to attend. And I don't think she knew that it was a closed casting. But when she did tell me, she gave me the details and she referred me to this casting because she knew that I wanted to do it. And she never really, in a way, had much of an interest in it. And that's what's nice about the fact that she referred me to this. And a lot of the time, women in the industry don't really kind of do anything for each other.
Yeah.
We wait until the next one is successful and then we wonder how she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have people who are close enough to go, I know you'd be great at that. Here, my friend, do it. So I went for the casting and I tried my luck, and apparently it was a really, really tight call, but I got it at the end of the day.
Now, you're not alone. There's another presenter who does.
Yes.
You guys interchange.
Yes.
Is it on a weekly basis or...
Yes.
Is it just random?
Yes, we alternate on a weekly basis. So okay. 1 week on for the other, 1 week off.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Tamasha and she's just basically just telling us her plans for the year.
Yeah.
Have you earmarked anyone? Have you...
What is that?
Okay, sorry. Let me find another word. Have you set your eyes on someone whom you're planning to work with?
Oh,
it could be a producer.
Oh, is that what you meant? Okay. I thought it was just like you were mugging me with your ears.
So you don't know the term either, Junior?
Okay, no, sorry. I just heard it.
See, I'm not alone here.
Sorry. Wow. Okay. Anyone in mind you plan to work with?
I haven't really had a chance to choose for myself the kind of artist that I'd like to work with. But I think now that I'm starting to open up to working with other people on my own music, I think I'm starting to get a better perspective of what kind of musicians I'd like to have around me. So I think, just to keep it simple for now, I'd like to work with Burna Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Well, I think,
he's talented.
I think, there's certain types of styles of music that might, he might be able to contribute to my work and I might be able to contribute to his. And I think that's what making all the songs that I have so far was about. Just that general chemistry. When you're in studio with someone, it's not really, a forced anything. You just kind of work through the ideas, see what works, and not being afraid to say, okay, cool, my idea is not that great, and going forth and listening to someone else because maybe they have something better to contribute to that. And I think that's the kind of relationship I might be able to have with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. One of the things you talked about was that, female artists don't necessarily support each other as much as they should. This year has been called the year of the female.
Snap, honey.
And do you feel that way about this year?
I feel that way about every year.
Okay, I see.
But it doesn't always manifest that way. I think sometimes the moment you express something and you express it consistently, it becomes.
Okay.
So I think that now everyone is starting to recognize within themselves that this is the year of the female. It's going to become that year because then we are all willing to make sure that it is.
You know, this is a very nice segue into the next artist we're going to have in the studio. So, it was actually going to be a gentleman, and I've decided
really?
I'm going to make it a woman now.
Aww.
I'm going to make it a lady. I'm going to let in our next guest who's going to join Tamasha. And let's see what kind of magic we're able to put together in the studio with two females. Seeing as this is the year of the female.
Of the female, baby.
All right. Now, okay, let's just take a song. One of the guests we had last week here on the show, he won Idols 2015. His name is Karabo. The song was called Ding Dong. When we come back, we're going to talk to our next guest. Stand by. Don't move.
Not a day passes by without you getting on my mind. Mm-hmm. Not a day passes by without me imagining you by my side. Oh yeah, baby.
Cause I've been standing outside all alone.
All alone. Coming out so I can know you better.
Cause I've been thinking about you all alone.
All alone.
Now I know that you were meant for me.
So baby, coming out so we can take this further. Cause I've been in and out of places. I've seen a lot of faces. But you. So baby, what's your secret? In this day and age, I never thought I'd see someone like you. Na bangani banga fagaza, mangi bajelo gutu yang kaza. Oh, yang kaza, baby.
The podcast is still available. We hung out with Karabo last week Friday. So just go to www.cliffcentral.com and look for 00C. That's O'Neill on Cliff Central, and find the podcast that features Karabo. You're able to download it and get a piece of the action as to what went down in the studio. Right now, though, we welcome in the studio yet another female who's I anticipate she's going to be killing it this year. As a matter of fact, before we even talk to her, let's just take a brand new song from her. We've also hung out with her before on the show.
Yeah.
And she's back with a banging song.
Thank you.
Very hot. Who did you work with on the song?
I worked with RJ Benjamin, Wande Beloy, and with Mondi Ngobe.
It's an absolutely amazing song. Did you know it would blab as wide as it did?
I didn't. To be honest, like how it came about, because I do my vocal training with RJ Benjamin, and he had a box of songs, and I was looking through, and I came across this song, and I was like, whoa, the lyrics to the song are so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, can you play it for me? And then he played it, and I was like, what? This is awesome. Theo needs to listen to this. Yeah. And then that's how it came about, and this is what was made.
And that's just the thing, man. RJ Benjamin has got mad talent. Yo, he's super talented.
His skills are just beyond.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening with it? Is this coming from a specific project?
Yeah, this song will be in my album that we are pushing to be released in March. Mm. So it's my second single. My first single was Turning It Up. That's the
okay, all right. Now I want both of you ladies to sing. In fact, it's not me.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, so
they're just like, they want to hear this combo.
Yes. Now, Gina's going to play something. You guys determine the theme.
Okay.
This is the year of the female.
Right.
So you're not taking any orders from me. Mm. Do you come with somebody who can do a video for you?
Yeah, I can ask him to do it.
Please come on in.
My girl.
This is what we do. We've got two more guests who are standing by. We'll be joining us a bit later on. We'll also have a Skype interview. We're going to be crossing over to Nigeria to premiere a brand new song and talk to yet another artist who's doing amazing things at the moment. In the studio right now, I've got Tamasha and I've got Melo, and they're about to perform an impromptu performance for us. Are you ready, ladies?
You
are ready. Ooh, I like that answer.
Jeez.
That was supposed to actually stay in my head.
Wow. Okay, just a sec. We do this, and on the flip side of this, they take over.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC. O'Neal on please, Central.
You wanna start this one?
You can go for it.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what it is about you. Utando la kuluya hamba boy. Utando la kuluya hamba boy. Utando la kuluya hamba boy. Utando la kuluya hamba boy.
Don't know why you make me feel so good. You do the things you do. You make me feel like I am the only girl, boy. Oh, you make me feel so sweet. Oh, you make me feel so sweet. Oh, you make me feel so sweet when you wrap your arms around me.
I don't know what it is about you. I don't know what it is I
see.
I don't know what it is about you. I don't know what it is I see. Go down, go. Tender like a I'm a babe.
my babe.
Okay, so Gina, do you think it's the year of the female?
Yeah, most definitely.
Based on what you heard.
Yeah.
No, but you're easily impressed. Very nice. So would you guys consider working together?
Yeah. Yes.
You would?
The option's always open, I think.
All right, yeah. So no cat fights or anything?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody okay. got time for that.
Somebody also said this is the year for R&B.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Can you just see me standing up for that moment right now? Hallelujah to whoever said that. Thank you.
No, but honestly, what would it take for that to happen?
It takes yourself. I think if you're going to do that kind of music, you need to be your number one fan.
Yeah.
You need to be 150% behind your work and completely crusade for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are trying to shut it down, same thing with weight, same thing with insecurity, yeah. same thing with any emotional feeling that makes you feel inferior. If you allow people to feed that information into you and you allow that to affect you negatively, then nothing's going to be attained. And it doesn't matter what it is you're applying your life to, whether it be music, whether it be graphics, whether it be lawyer, whether it be, you know, Junior here playing on the keyboard, you doing radio. If you consistently go, listen, I don't know if anyone's listening, yeah. but I'm saying something.
Nice. Inspirational, lady.
So wow.
Now, Melo, what have you been up to? The last time we were here,
yeah.
we played Turn Up?
Turning It Up.
Turning It Up.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the single that you were running at
yes,
the time.
Yes.
You obviously have this new one.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening in your life as an artist?
Yo, so much. Well, you know what? My team and I were preparing for my album release. We are praying that it will be released by March.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're pushing for that. You know, the Move On music video is going to come out. We've got awesome people that we're speaking to for features.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that one. Like, super excited. And I'm also going back to school. So I'm going to be juggling my career in school. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, well,
yeah.
This sounds good. Now, in terms of the direction of the album, I mean, having listened to Move On, mm-hmm. is this the direction we're going to be seeing? Is it going to be diverse? Give us a sense
yeah.
of what it's going to sound like.
Look, I don't like to be put in a box. So, you know, when people ask me what is the genre of your music, I do refer to my music as pop dance. But at the same time, it's also inspirational. Because I believe strongly that music feeds the soul and it heals the soul, you know. You know, I read one quote that says, there's no need for therapy, you have music.
Mm.
So that's what my album is going to be about. So it touches about love, it touches about heartbreak and finding your feet again, it touches about, you know, painting the town red and just going crazy. So that's what it's packaged about, yeah.
Speaking of which, the image
mm-hmm.
is very out there. It's like in your face. Purple hair.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Is this mm-hmm. Is this your thing? Are we going to be seeing this consistently?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Purple is my thing. It's my trademark. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Purple means royalty, not the other meaning.
Okay.
It means royalty. So I like to think of myself, and please, people mustn't take this as I'm being vain, but it's just a personal thing for myself.
Okay.
Where I see myself as royalty, you know.
Okay.
Every woman out there, we are royalty. So that purple is just for me to, you know, be like, yeah, I'm okay. here and this is what I'm about.
So this is the one thing that whenever we see, we would know this is Melo. This
yeah.
is signature Melo.
It is.
Do you have your thing, Tamasha?
Nah, girl. Ain't nobody got time for that. Also, because I think it just takes a lot to be able to maintain one hairstyle for too long.
Okay.
And I'm the kind of person who, after 4 weeks, is just hurtful.
Okay.
I'm at that point. I'm just like, singi raitila. Let's see what else I can do.
Yeah.
It also just kind of reboots you. Reboots, and you know how women are. When we do our hair, when we do our nails, when we do our feet, when we're getting a massage, we come out feeling so refreshed. So renewing that gives you that momentum where the following month you're like, oh, actually, I've been needing to change this up because there's a lot been going on the past 30 days, and it's about that time we switch it up again so that I can be, you know, not confident. What's the word? Motivated.
Okay. Now, let me just put you guys on the spot here a little bit. Last year we saw hip-hop being put on a pedestal of sorts. And we saw a bit of money being made as well. You know, records were broken last year. But if you look at it, it wasn't just about the music. There was a lot of controversy that came with that. There was a lot of mudslinging all over social media and many other places. And I think in a lot of ways, it contributed to the money being made.
Mm.
Do you guys think it's enough to just have talent, as you do, and just go at it without any mudslinging to get people's attention?
I think it is.
Okay.
That's
Tamasha, by the way.
Tamasha. Hi, I'm Tamasha. I think it is. I think it's quite possible.
Yeah.
I can safely say that you, from your own personal capacity, is what we're not counting in this conversation. But if we're talking from a business perspective, and I sit with you, O'Neill, and you're saying to me, you know, I can't think of anything personal that I can attach to your name that might want me to have a conversation with you unless I personally ask you and I willingly give you that information.
Mm.
Out of all the things that you've known of me so far, this is just an example, but out of all the things that, you know, you've known of me so far, none of them have been personal. You know, I've been blessed with being able to kind of just be able to keep it simple, and if it's about the work,
yeah,
let's work and find a really good way of making that exciting and making sure that is thriving and making sure that is the best that it can be. And there's so many different ways of doing it. It's just that there are various other ways that are easier than some.
Okay. Mm. Melo, is it possible to just rely on talent today and it sees you through?
You know, I did believe that, but we live in a world where people need the juice about your life. They need a taste of your personal life.
Yeah.
People need to feel as if they're involved in your life.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I do agree with
her. It does come with the territory.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if I can think of someone on the top, DJ Kane, for example.
Yeah.
We don't know, you know, much about his personal life. We just know that he's extremely talented. Whereas Adele, for example, we know that she came from a terrible breakup, and her album, that's what's pushing her album. That's what her song's about.
Yeah.
So I do feel that just coming to the industry and just having that mentality of my voice will take me where I want it to take me, it's good to have that mentality, but also you need
a gimmick of sorts. You need a gimmick. There has to be something.
Yeah.
I think it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
But look, it's the truth.
I think it's subjective.
Okay.
Yeah, because within my career, I may not necessarily apply all the other methods that all the other artists and mudslinging that they do with their other peoples, but I might find a different way of approaching my music and making sure that,
agreed,
as much as the talent exists,
yeah,
I have something to back that up and I have something to say about the music that I'm making. And you feel like sometimes you need to find really strong stories to get into that place. And it's not hard to do.
It's okay. Not. If I could just add on what you're saying, because earlier you said that it's so important to be yourself.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of the times, you know, new artists or anyone in general find themselves stuck in a place where they're told how to look, they're told what to say, they're told, you know, and along the way, you start losing who you are and you become this character for people. And they're like, oh my gosh, I love her life. I love this. But where are you? What happened to you? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Very interesting, diverse opinions here in the studio. I'm hanging out with Melo and Tamasha. Let's take a song. On the other side of this, we're going to cross over to Nigeria shortly. And on the other side of that, we will have our final performance of the Ladies Together before we usher in our next guests. Stand by. This is Turning It Up.
Yay. You keep on turning it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.